There is one more important thing the laws of thermodynamics have to show us about planetary biology. Over the years, the people in England cut down so many trees that they couldn't get enough firewood anymore. People started to freeze to death in the winter. Then they discovered they could mine coal and burn that to heat their homes. Since coal is wood that's been buried underground and crushed under a lot of weight for a long time, the carbon molecules in the coal are packed more closely together. That means you can build bigger, hotter fires with coal than you can with firewood. That means you can do things with coal that you can't do with firewood. Things like power factories. The discovery of coal made the Industrial Revolution possible. This means that when the people come and take your farms to try to get you to work in their factories, all their factories depend on non-renewable energy to make them work. Your ancestors farmed the same land for 4,000 years, and your descendants could farm it for 4,000 more years, or even longer. Those factories can only operate until their fuel runs out. At best, it will take a few hundred years. At worst, it will only take a few years. In 4,000 years from now, those factories won't be there. Your farms will last a lot longer than the factories, and they will produce things that people need a lot more. But if you leave your farms, your children won't learn how to farm the way you do, and their children won't be able to learn from them. The laws of thermodynamics show us what the future economy of the world will be like. We can't use fossil fuels forever, and nuclear energy won't last forever either. When the non-renewable energy is gone, we will all have to learn how to live using the energy we get from the sun. But you already live with the energy you get from the sun. It's called farming. Farming is an important skill. All of our descendants will need to be farmers, and you already know how to farm now. But if you leave your farms, the things you know about farming will be lost. Then our descendants, including your own descendants, will have to learn how to farm all over again. So this is another big reason I can say that if the people who are taking your farms really knew anything about science, they would be coming to work on your farm so they can learn what you know. The laws of thermodynamics are a lot like the law of gravity. There is no condition in which the law of gravity doesn't apply. And there are no conditions in which the laws of thermodynamics don't apply. Just like when you dropped the rock in the jungle, it fell just the same as when you dropped it in the desert, the laws of thermodynamics always work the same, no matter where on Earth you go. Some of the greatest scientific minds in history have tried to find ways to escape the laws of thermodynamics, and all have failed. A lot of people think that knowing how to make lots of money proves they know more about how the world works than anyone else does. They even think it proves they must know more about how the world works than scientists know. That only proves how stupid those people are. The people who are taking your farms, and a lot of other people like them, keep trying to build bigger and bigger economies. Building bigger and bigger economies will always depend on more and more energy. Economies require energy to make them function. Building a bigger economy requires more energy. For people to keep building bigger economies forever would require an infinite supply of energy. But the laws of thermodynamics show us that it isn't physically possible for an infinite supply of energy to exist on our planet. The only way we can solve the problem is by building a simpler economy instead of building a bigger economy. You already have a simpler economy, but the people who are taking your farms are trying to force you to have a bigger economy. Or I should say, they're trying to force you to have a smaller economy so they can have a bigger economy. We will have to do many things to build a simpler economy. One big thing is that we will have to learn to define our economic success by energy efficiency, not by energy consumption. Instead of using more energy, we will have to use energy smarter, so we can produce more with the energy we use. You're already doing that. Instead of planting one crop in a field and using a tractor to grow it, you plant 12 crops in a field that each grow the others. Your farm is your tractor. We also have to learn to be happy with less. By that I mean humanity as a whole. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about the people who are taking your farms and everyone like them. If we are going to build down to a smaller economy, we are going to have to sacrifice some things. But who is going to make that sacrifice? People who barely have enough already? Or people who have a lot more than they need? You have enough to live well, but you don't use up nearly as much as Americans do. Your descendants could live on your farm for 4,000 more years, but Americans can't live the way they do for 4,000 more years. Americans can't even live the way they do for 100 more years. So, who are the stupid peasants? If Americans knew as much about the world as you do, they would be learning what you know and planting their own milpas. The people who are taking your farms have a lot of ideas that anyone who really knows anything about science can already see won't work. They keep trying to force their ideas to work because they feel like their ideas are supposed to work. They keep promising everyone that they will work eventually, they just have to figure out how to make them work. But anyone who understands how the laws of thermodynamics work can already see that these people's ideas won't work. The first two laws of thermodynamics were discovered in 1868. The people who are taking your farms went to universities. They have no excuse for not knowing this. The laws of thermodynamics are the most fundamental laws of the universe. You see them happening in everything you ever look at. If the people who are taking your farms don't know this, they don't know anything about how to be farmers for the whole world.